This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just one real quick note from about last night, just moments ago. And I remember this in that the article came out last week about the numbers for hockey. TNT True TV, they averaged 138,000 viewers for the Pens and Utah, which was a non-exclusive broadcast. Non-exclusive, 138,000. I mean, that's local TV does better than that for like regional like Cavs games, stuff like that. That's good. God almighty.
Yeah. That's not, I always get anytime we talk hockey, we have some diehard hockey fans who have tried to spearhead movements to get, you know, a professional hockey team here at the highest level. And every time I say it's just the math doesn't work in this town. You'd have to lose at least one sports team to get hockey. Ooh. And that doesn't even guarantee that it would have footing.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I don't know what they do over there, but that's their thing. You can ask Baskin when he gets in here. I'm sure he'll have something to say about it. I'm surprised he hasn't texted you. He texts you during shows. You know, he never texts me. Yesterday, we got in a big argument. We're basically we want the same thing, but we don't want it the same way. And this is how it boiled down yesterday.
You've totally flipped on this.
I didn't flip on Shador Sanders. I've always liked Shador Sanders.
The people can go back and listen.
Bring in Shador. Whatever.
What day was it, Mitch? Say it on air.
Talk on air, Mitch. It's a radio show.
And he took a phone call.
Get off the phone and talk.
January 13th.
What day?
It was January 13th. I don't know what day it was.
Thank you. Champions Post.
I love how Mitch sends a clip, doesn't know the date, then takes a phone call instead of contributes to the radio show.
Champions Post. Yeah, it became madness yesterday at around 7:20. You and I got into a great big argument yesterday
about something we agreed on.
Ultimately, yes, on something we agreed on. That you had somebody who found something in December about me. What did I say about quarterbacks back in the day in December?
That you didn't want them to take quarterback at the time because you didn't trust the front office. You didn't trust, you know, the organization.
You sure I said that?
Even if I wasn't sure.
I said, I don't think you would want them to take a quarterback. I have no idea. I mean, people on the internet are people on the internet. Mm. People on the internet love to get me into a shoot. I mean,
it's more fun that way.
Well, yeah, some of that's their goal, which is fine. That's part of the fun. And yeah, and there's times definitely in some mornings where it works with some of the people on the internet. I don't want to get into a big blow up again about it. Because we heard some audio yesterday, and we're going to get to some of that because, you know, we pick fights with ourselves and we're going to pick fight with another show. My issue of it is yes, I do, because some of this just, guys, you're trying to hit a moving target where none of this makes a lot of sense. When you're looking at the Browns and what they're doing, none of this seems to be the right thing. Like, I tell people, and I knew this back on Monday, if I say it, like, man, I'm going to get, people are going to call me downright dumb for something, saying something like this, but I think it's what they're trying to do. You go back to what the Philadelphia Eagles have done with Howie Roseman. Like, they never really let him go. And they had a chance. I mean, Chip Kelly went in there and they put him down the hallway And it seemed like, man, this is going to be the end of Howie Roseman in Philadelphia. And they held on to him. And then Chip Kelly gets blown out. They put Howie Roseman back in charge. And you can see, with the exception of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, for crying out loud, you can see them trying to do the same thing. Like, they brought in John Dorsey. They stuffed everybody away. Andrew Berry wasn't working for the organization with John Dorsey. John Dorsey gets blown out. Here comes Andrew Berry. Here comes Stefanski. And it's DePodesta's fingerprints all over the thing, because you knew that DePodesta wanted Kevin Stefanski the year that they went out and they got Freddie Kitchens. And I don't believe that Paul DePodesta wanted Baker Mayfield. So there was a lot of things that started to go that way, where it's like, all right, we're going to put our people back in place. We're going to right this wrong. We're going to keep them around. And that's part of the reason why I think they've kept them around this year, this offseason. But if you want to take Shador Sanders, or you want to take a quarterback at two, that's fine. Because there are some people going, well, Ken, you're not saying anything about Cam Ward. I just assume Cam Ward's going to be taken by Tennessee with the first overall pick. There's a lot. I know that we're getting the sillier season as time goes on. I'm just thinking that Cam Ward, if Cam Ward were there too, yes, I would take Cam Ward. I like Cam Ward. So for that matter, you could take either or. But I'm afraid of, you take Shador Sanders, it doesn't start off well, you fire some people halfway through the year, and then you're in this lame duck season where you're not getting very much better. I don't know what the situation's going to be with Miles. And then it's like, what do I do with this rookie? Because I haven't given this rookie a great chance, and you know dear old dad's going to have something to say by the time that comes around. You're not going to sit there and be silent if you're Deion Sanders. No. So you have this rookie who you've really not given a chance.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's two. And if you do go further with the rookie, and you go into year two, well, now, I'm starting my timelines differently. And I hate it when teams do that. I didn't like it when they did it with Baker. I didn't understand why they held on to Hugh Jackson, brought in Baker. You knew it was a non-fit from when you saw it on Hard Knocks, of all things, for crying out loud. They let go of Hugh halfway through the year. It leads to Freddie, and I mean, it did. It started Baker off on the wrong foot. So, yeah, like, I think that there's major trepidation. If they had a new front office, I will tell you, though, if they had a new front office and they had a new head coach, I think I might change and say, well, yeah, you could possibly just trade back and go ahead and not go ahead and get a quarterback. I just think their backs are against the wall.
Yeah, but I
said
think,
that back in October. See, like, once he went down, I'm going, the guys are going to draft a QB.
If they don't take the quarterback at the top of the draft and they draft Abdul Carter, Guys, if they...
I'd like them to trade down and still maybe get Edmonton.
Fine. If they only win five games, they're firing everybody anyway. So they're, that's also... If you think it's such a risk to take Shador, then you have to admit it's also a risk not to, because you haven't moved the organization forward. You haven't moved the setup. You've given fans no reason to get excited other than we're going to wait and pray that a quarterback falls into our lap next year. Because if you win five games, you don't have the number one pick next year. So it's out of your control, the best quarterback, you know, a season from now, most likely. So the other thing I keep hearing when people... especially afternoon yesterday, because Nick is like dead set against Shador.
Well, we have a lot of audio for that at 7, so Jonathan, be careful.
Jonathan is all about Shador. I'm not as high on Shador as Jonathan is, but in any of these discussions, don't you have to also go, what if he's good? If the assumption is that,
it's crazy we all operate as if he's going to be bad.
Yes, yes. So imagine if we were doing radio in Washington a year ago. Yeah, you could have... fan the flames of a lot of trepidation on what if Jaden Daniels isn't good? Oh, my God. What if he isn't good? Then Dan Quinn's going to come in. He's going to get 1 year. He's going to be one and done like so many of these. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Well, yeah, obviously. If the guy sucks, then the other part of this is, like, obviously, like, Nick thinks he's like a second-round pick, and I think Daryl said the same thing. Well, he'd be a second-round pick in any other year, which, by the way, not everybody is in agreement on. There are plenty of pundits that have Shador Sanders with a first-round grade. In general, that's what pundits do. They don't say first round grade in this draft. No. They when they do their prospect rankings, that's why, you know, this year we had heard earlier in the year that there were only like maybe 15 players with a first round grade in this year's draft.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But Shador Sanders got better throughout the year. And then a lot of those pundits have said, yeah, he's got a first round grade. But if you don't have a first round grade on him, obviously you don't take Shador Sanders. Nick doesn't have a first round grade on him. But there are pundits that do. But yeah, the Browns aren't going to take a guy at number two overall if they don't have a first-round grade on him.
What would Joe Burrow have been if he had came out in 2018 instead of 2019? Technically 2020.
Yeah, he maybe ended the first round. I don't know. Would he
have been? You guys can't get better? Like, right. Shador Sanders coming out after his junior year maybe would have been a second-round pick. Probably. But that's last year. You have another year to get better. Like, Drew Aller would not have been... You watch by next year. Maybe Drew Aller will be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he has a chance to.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of why guys go back, isn't it? For Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow went back. He became the number one overall pick, and clearly he set sail over in Cincinnati. Now, I don't think that they have all the same type of traits, but I can't just use an argument like that. That doesn't watch
scouts,
with me.
Scouts are mixed on Shador Sanders.
Guys can get better.
But, you know, Dane Brugler had him at... was it
25?
That's the lowest I've seen.
Of all the things that scare me,
prospect
ranking.
That's what scares me.
But Bucky
Brooks.
That's
what scares me.
Bucky Brooks, I think yesterday, did he say he had Shador as the number one quarterback in the draft?
Yes, he does. He has him over Cam Ward.
They are split. And obviously, like, one thing I think we'd all agree on, if the Browns did all the work on Shador Sanders, they had a second round grade, yeah, you wouldn't take him at two.
No, you wouldn't.
I think what's happening is Nick is assuming or anybody arguing like Nick, they're assuming that all the teams in the league have their grade on the quarterback prospect. And mind you, Nick hasn't met with with Shador. He hasn't really broken down the All-22, nor have I. So I'm going to listen to Bucky Brooks. I'm going to listen to Todd McShay, who also has a first-round grade on him. I'm going to listen to all these guys. And ultimately, yes, the Browns can have a disagreement. But I don't think the Browns are going to lie to themselves. Like, ooh, I don't know, maybe we should dock him because we really don't want to take a quarterback in this draft. No, they're going to do the work that every team would do.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.